are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So we have been speaking about why Jesus, you know, throughout the whole week, and we are wrapping it up today. So in this last part, we will look to answer why Jesus is the spiritual fulfillment we gain from following him. Is there, so using Jesus can indeed provide a profound sense of spiritual fulfillment and purpose in life for many individuals. It is often offers answers to life's big questions and provides a deeper understanding of one's existence. And once again, we are joined by Pastor Alfred Machona, who's going to be helping us to unpack today's topic, and then as we wrap up the whole week's theme. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning on a Friday morning.
Yes, I hope you are well, Pastor.
I'm okay. I'm very much okay. How about you?
We are good, Pastor. That is lovely. Before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that you please pray for us.
Thank you. Can we have a word of prayer? Our kind and loving Father, I would like to thank you this morning for giving us another opportunity to be discussing why Jesus. I would like to solicit for the unction of the Holy Spirit so that he may be present as we discuss. As we wrap up this very important discussion, may we all be blessed. For this, my prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, how does Jesus provide a clear sense of meaning and purpose in our lives?
Thank you so much. There are quite a number of ways how he does that. There are quite many. We must remember that Jesus is God. We talked about it from the very first day. He is our God. He is our Savior who became human. So in this journey of life, there are so many things or negative things that may impact our life or that we are faced with. So we turn left, right, and center in search of some fulfillment, in search of some answers to so many questions that we face in life. But I love Psalm 55 in verse 2. Psalm 55 in verse 2. There's something very important that is written there. Psalm 55 in verse 2. I think let me read that one.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 55 in verse 2. Okay, I'm there. Psalm 55 in verse 2. Yes. Attend to me and hear me. I'm restless in my complaints and mourning noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring trouble upon me and the wrath they hate me. Now, these are some of the things that we encounter in life. So when we encounter something like that, we look left, right, and center in search of solutions. And our own solution is Jesus Christ himself. And actually says, cast your burdens upon me. So if you are burdened, if you are heavy laden, we need to cast them upon him. And there's nowhere else that we can go. Because in Exodus chapter 20, I think it's verse 3, he talks about thou shalt not worship idols. Meaning to Christ is the center, should be the center of our worship. That's where we get spiritual fulfillment. There are so many areas that we need his attention on, that we are faced with. And everyone is born with that worshiping inclination. We want to worship something. So he is the only source. He is the only one who is worthy of our worship. So how then does he fulfill that purpose, that avoid in our lives that long for worship? He is our creator. And I think if you read the book of Revelation, he is the one who is worthy of worship. Because he is the creator. He's the creator. He's the savior. He's the sustainer. He's the healer. He's almost everything to us. And he has got our lives in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. So he's the one who can fulfill all those things.
Pastor, you know, whenever we conversing with people, whether, you know, sometimes we're over lunch or over dinner, people speak about spiritual fulfillment. And I've always been asking myself, what is that? You know, what is Because I don't know. So what is spiritual fulfillment, Pastor, and how do we gain it from Jesus?
If one asks for a fulfillment, it means there's something that is lacking somewhere, somehow. There's something that needs to be fulfilled. In this case, it's something spiritual.
Mm.
Like what I said, God created us. We long to worship something.
Mm.
You know, when we attend a church service, and maybe the preacher man delivers a word, then someone said, I think that message was for me. It really hit me. Then someone was saying, you are speaking, but I really didn't get. I mean, in other words, I'm not actually fulfilled. There's something that I'm longing for.
Mm.
So, everyone was created to worship, and we all have that longing to worship something. So, there are various things that can be worshipped as gods, but they have no spiritual fulfillment. You know, people, they worship various things, animals, seeds, but they don't actually fulfill. Why? Because there's an element of needing to be plugged out of the marketplace.
Mm.
You are deep in it, but someone needs to pull you out. And that person can only be Jesus. That's where the element of fulfillment comes in now. I think I don't have money. Yes, I'm not rich. I don't have much, but I'm okay spiritually. I'm okay. The relationship I have with my God for now is okay. There's that element that Jesus can do something that you cannot do for yourself.
Mm.
You long for something you cannot do for yourself. And if you get something like that, if you get that, that you cannot do for yourself, then I think, according to me, you'll be fulfilled in a way. That fulfillment will be there.
Mm. You know, Pastor, as we live as people, I think we have a lot of questions. One of them would be the one that is very popular that everyone even asks, that if God is so loving, you know, why does he allow bad things to happen to us? You know, so that is one of the most popular questions that is being asked out there. And sometimes we would ask ourselves, like, why am I going through this, God? Or like, how did God actually really, you know, create this earth? So how does having faith in Jesus offer answers to some of the fundamental questions about life and the meaning of life? If I were to have a relationship with him and faith in him, would I get an answer to those questions?
There are some questions that we have in life that we not find answers to. Remember, we the book of Revelation talks about the great controversy. Remember, we are in a great controversy. Yes. But so God may allow us to go through some of those very unfortunate circumstances. You know, to be 7 to 8 years ago, my family and I were involved in a very terrible accident. We took 5 lives, only survivors. Then I asked myself, God, why did you allow that to happen? You know, why did you? So we go through some of those. So he does so through, you know, through his word. You know, there are some fundamental questions that he asks. But through his word, through the experience with him, we may be able to have that spirit of contentment. You know, okay, things are not well, things are not okay, but who else should be going through what I'm going through right now? I'm going through it, yes, but who else do I want to be going through what I'm going through right now? So we have those very key questions, and some of those questions are actually doctrinal. They're actually doctrinal. So some of those, they may be responded to through his word. You know, it's also through the testimonies and the counsels that we have in the Holy Bible. You know, the Bible reflects him. He is the word. And the moral, the Ten Commandments actually is the moral compass of all humanity. That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6, it says, all scripture is inspired. So some fundamental questions that we have, you know, you know, I once read a book, the title, When God Doesn't Make Sense. Then there was something written underneath. It says, he makes sense even if he doesn't make sense. You know, so many times we ask ourselves, God, why? Why is this happening to me? Why did you allow this to happen? Why did my child die in his or in infancy? Why is my marriage? So all those whys, sometimes we may not have answers to them. But as we grow spiritually, as we grow spiritually through study of His Word, you know, sharing with others, we may be at that spirit of contentment. Okay, God is fine for me now.
Mm.
You know, you've helped me. So for me, I think for now, it's not that I'm happy, yes, but for now, I think you are in control.
Mm-hmm. So how can one now build a connection and build a relationship with God? Because I think throughout the whole week, as we have been conversing with my pastor, one may now have made that decision that, you know what, I want to try this Jesus. So how then do we build that relationship?
After accepting Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, the next thing that you may need to do now, you may need to be part of a religious group or a Christian group, because you're talking about Christianity here, a Christian group or a Christian church that teaches the Bible as it is. Bible teaching, the fundamental belief, who is God, creation, all those things, you know, and you've accepted Him. And the next step is to be baptized. You're baptized now. You're a member of the church. Then pray to God that you live according to what the Bible teaches. You know, live according to what the Bible teaches. Be obedient to the counsels of the Bible, and also live a prayerful life. You know, live a prayerful life. You have some time to pray. One writer says praying is like talking to God as a friend. You know, that's prayer. You are talking to God as if you are talking to your friend. You know, and also you have some time to study your Bible. Study your Bible, be part of some prayer groups, be part of some study Bible groups, and also take some time to witness, share the good news that you have with others. You know, that just like the woman at the well, after having encountered Jesus, she ran into the city and she said, "Come and see the man." So after having encountered the salvation that is offered by Jesus Christ, you won't keep it to yourself. You won't keep it to yourself. Say it to the others, your relatives, your friends. I know they may not accept it. They may not accept just like that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you are sharing with them, I think you grow spiritually as well. But the Bible said now force you to go and say some scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be growing spiritually. You'll be going, you'll be edified by doing that. So that is very critical. Accepting Christ, getting baptized, studying your word, joining a church. In this case, wherever you're listening from, I would advise you, just look for some of the church nearby. Or ask your friends. Yeah, just pay a visit. Just pay a visit. I remember the day I was baptized. You know, that was in 2001. I just went to a church, after a phone call. I went to a church, that was the first day in April. And 3 months later, I was baptized in Nehemiah. Take the initiative. Go for it. And the Holy Spirit will be guiding you.
Indeed. So through it all, Pastor, as we wrap it up, before you pray, ask, so why Jesus? If someone has then that, so why Jesus?
There's no one else. There's no one else. Absolutely, there's no one else. Remember Jesus, like what he said, he's the one and all. He's Alpha and the Omega. He created this world, this universe from the womb of nothingness. No other God, no one else, nothing else did that. Nothing else did that. So what He has done for me, that plan of redemption, in John chapter 4 says, "Let not your heart be worried, do not be troubled." You know, He's the one who is in control of my life. He's only waiting for the year after the resurrection, but even now, He puts food on my table. So always shelter over my head. He takes care of my life. So He's concerned with the here and now and the year after. He's not only concerned about when you go to heaven. No, He's even concerned, what am I eating today? Is my health okay? He's concerned about that. So there's no other God who is like Him. So that's the reason why we should keep Jesus.
Thank you, Mfundisi. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray? And pray for those who are going to be making that decision to follow Jesus, and those that have already made that decision but are starting to be doubtful, because we know that life, so that they may continue in their walk with God.
Thank you. Our Father in heaven, we'd like to thank you so much this morning for taking us through this week as we are studying why Jesus. We'd like to thank you for the insight. Let's thank you Minister, for the Council. I would like to thank you for those who have made decisions to choose you as their personal savior. I want to request that you keep for them that decision. I also want to pray for those who are still in this valley of the shadow of decision. They are not quite sure whether to choose you as their personal savior. May you please take them through the faces, the answer of the Holy Spirit. May you please convince and convict them so that they make the right decision in life. Thank you so much for Adventist World Radio. Thank you so much for this very important discussion that we go through. It is my prayer, Lord, that after all is said and done, we need to be saved and brought together. For this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. May you have yourself a blessed Sabbath together with your family.
Thank you. Thank you. Be blessed as well.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.